Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly L. Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silver Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions, or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is a beautiful, as usual, Monday morning. And the sun is shining here in Texas, and we're starting to get the hot weather. We were in the 90s yesterday, and you know, as always, I know many of you heard that we experienced quite a bit of rain here in Texas. In fact, I saw an article that said 8 billion, that's with a B, gallons of rain fell over the state of Texas, and it was enough to cover the state in Texas in 8 inches of rain, I mean of water. So that was quite a bit. Thankfully, we have runoff for lakes and going into the ocean and so on. But, you know, some of us weren't quite so lucky. Some people had flooding issues and that kind of thing. And I'm sure you heard that in the news. But I want to say that I am so glad that you have joined me today. I am always grateful for your attendance, for your coming and listening, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the recording. You have other things that you can do with your day, and you are spending those few minutes with me, and I truly appreciate you. So also I want to give a shout out to my Positive Power 21 audience, and welcome again. I appreciate you also. So thank you for being part of this. So today, you know, I want to start off like I always do, right? And it is getting our week in order, getting us relaxed, getting us and setting our intention and asking for the blessing for the week, right? Now, I call it setting intention because, remember, I talk about the science of you changing your mind, you putting out what you want your week to be like. And when we set our intention, we are asking the Creator to help us do that, to bring these things into our life as we go through that. So if you're in a location where you can close your eyes, then do so. Otherwise, if you're driving or operating machinery, I want you to pull over, stop, disengage from the machinery, or listen to this when you are able. So this is a short meditation, and close your eyes slowly. You can place your hands on your thigh and take a deep breath in and out. I want you to start by visualizing that you are from the top of your head, your muscles are relaxing, almost like melting. And at the top of your head, all the way down to your toes. The more you start tensing up, you notice that you are tensing up, and therefore you start to relax that section of your body, especially if you are stressed and your neck is tight. Relax your neck. And you may not know how to relax your neck, but just tell your body, relax your neck and your shoulders. Body knows what to do. Just tell it. Yes, you have that capability to tell your body to relax all over your body, and you are in a deep state of relaxation. Your intention for the week, what is that? Do you want to be relaxed all week? Do you want to get a certain project done? It is your intention to finish that project. Finish that project or whatever that assignment is or something that you've been putting off. Set your intention at this moment by saying, I command that I, and whatever it is that you want to accomplish this week, I command that I am patient, kind, loving. I am a reflection of the Most High. I command that my life is a reflection of my beliefs, and my beliefs that are positive beliefs. All of my limiting beliefs are negated this week. They are not existent this week, because I know that I am worthy, that I have been blessed. Relax. And I want you to repeat after me every day in every way. I am better, better, and better. Negative thoughts and words have no power over me at any level of mind. Take a deep breath in. And now I'm going to go and we are going to start our show. In 3 seconds, so 1, or is that 1001, 1002, and 1003. Wonderful. Relaxation, meditation. Oh, it is so good for your body. It is so good for you. It helps you get rid of stress. It helps you to set your mind to do the things that you truly want to do. Meditation helps you to focus. It helps you to focus on the thing that you desire. One of the things I did this morning when I first wake up in the morning is I set my intention. And on Monday mornings, I set my intention for the show. And every morning, Monday morning, before I do the intention on the show, I really say, tell me what to say for whomever needs it. And so someone out there is very stressed, extremely stressed, and their neck is very tight, and their shoulders are so tight because of whatever it is that they're going through at this moment. So I want you to know that as you go through the week, just think about that. I command that my body relax. So if you feel yourself tightening up and being stressful, just do that. All right? Good. Now, let me tell you, this weekend I went, you know, I'm always educating myself. And it's educating in stuff that may not even be related to what I talk about and do, but it always winds up being something that is totally beneficial. So this weekend, I went to an awesome, I'm telling you, it was really awesome, 3-day class on how to sell on eBay. and Amazon. I know that. Well, I'm at a point where, and many of us are, we're looking around our homes and going, I don't need that. And I go, I don't want to give that away. That's very valuable. And, you know, I've got, tools and those kinds of things that can be expensive. So, yeah, you could take some of those things to a pawn shop or you can have a yard sale. And I said, well, let me try this eBay thing. And the class was not expensive. So I said, okay. Well, I always had my business card. And those of you who are in business, that is one thing. Don't go anywhere without your business card or flyer. All right, you're in business. So I gave out my card, and on my card it says that I am, among other things, a hypnotist. And I absolutely love the reaction I get. Oh, you know, let me look into your eyes. And I said, no, I can't do that. Right? No. I said, and so people have this visual of stage hypnotists, the ones that where you see them on television, or if you've been to the improv, or if you've been to a variety show, or if those of you may have been to Las Vegas or other places where a hypnotist is there and then they hypnotize a bunch of people and they start clucking like chicken, right? Well, here's the thing. Stage hypnotists are designed to pick a group of people. And if you notice, they usually take one or two people, and then they either have the rest of the people just sit there, or they send them off the stage, because they have learned over a period of time who can be hypnotized very quickly. But here's the thing that I want you to know. No one can make you do anything that you wouldn't do normally. Let me say that again. No one can make you do something that you wouldn't do normally. So what the misconception can be is that most people do not understand what hypnosis is and what hypnosis isn't, right? So let me first tell you that you go in and out of hypnotic state multiple times every day. You do, on your own. It is built into you, right? And what that is that when you're about to go to sleep, just before you go to sleep, and just before you fall asleep, you go into a mode that is considered a hypnotic state. As you are waking up in the morning, you are in that mode of a hypnotic state. You say, really? So yeah, now I've talked before about our brain waves and our brain state, and that there are multiple. There's gamma, delta, beta, alpha, beta, and delta. Yeah, I know all you Greeks out there are going, huh? Yes. So, and Greeks meaning in sorority, fraternity. All right. So gamma is very fast, super fast. It's the mother picking up the car off the child, somebody doing something super quick, or if you've ever, something's getting ready to happen, like fall off a ladder, or you're getting ready to do, and all of a sudden it goes into slow motion, that's gamma. Beta is like right now, and I'm talking to you, beta is most hypnotists want you to get, into the alpha mode. Sorry, that's alpha's next. So get you into the alpha mode. Your brain waves have slowed down, and you are in a relaxed state. And then theta is when you're really deeply into that relaxed state. And most of the time when you're in theta, you are sleeping and dreaming, the dream state. And then with delta is when you are saying that you are fast asleep. I slept like a log, and I am working to, I'm not working, but I'm just asleep, all right? So I think I mentioned it before that Delta is a state that you are in, babies are in when they are born. But babies sleep so much. Part of the reason is that they're growing and their brains are in that state. So if we put an EEG on their brain, you'd see this Delta state. You'd see all the other states, but not as strong. Delta is there. So when you are going into a hypnotic, you're going into the alpha level, and then you can take yourself into the theta level. All right, so hypnosis is very normal. It's a natural activity. When you are, let's say you're leaving work or you're on your way somewhere, and you say, you know, I'm not going straight home tonight. I got to stop by the grocery store, or I'm not going to the gym tonight because I've got to go do this. And you start driving, and all of a sudden you realize you're halfway home, or you are pulling into the driveway, or you're, wait a minute, why am I heading towards the gym? That's because you've gone into the alpha state and you've gone on automatic. That is a state of hypnosis. And you go, but how did I get from point A to point B? Well, your subconscious actually took over. Your subconscious said, okay, well, this is what we normally do, so okay, here's where we're going. That's a hypnotic state. You know, people describe it as being in a restful state, but you are always, let me repeat this, you are always aware and in control. Let me say that again. You are aware and in control. You're extremely and relaxed, you know, just like when you're about to go to sleep. You know, some people think that in order to be hypnotized, you must become unconscious or you're not in control of yourself, as though you surrender your will. And I think that's where people get the idea that somebody can allow some entity, all right, to come and take over their body. Or that if they go in under hypnosis, that the person doing the hypnosis can have them do all kinds of things, go rob a bank, go kill somebody. No, it doesn't work that way. I know we've seen things on TV, but those are when you are a captive. Let me explain. And extraordinary measures are done to you to wipe you out. All right, you are under extreme stress. But under a normal hypnotic state, no. All right? And remember, brainwashing is a whole different story. And what comes to mind is a battered woman, a battered wife, even a battered husband, because that happens too. And the idea is that day in and day out, they are being subjected to little tiny things. And if you've watched some programs on TV, it may start out with one slap, especially if you're physically abused. It may start out with one slap. And I'm sorry, oh, it was just a love tap. Give me a hug. So it comes with pain and then pleasure, pain and then pleasure, pain and then pleasure, pain and then pleasure of some sort. And eventually the pain may get to a beating that is so bad that the person goes to the hospital. But they didn't mean it. They, you know, I said this and I did that. So over a period of time, you have been conditioned. But it's not like being in hypnosis in that sense. It's called repetition. Many of you have heard of Pavlov's dogs, where every time he fed them, he rang a bell. Every time he fed them, he rang a bell. He rang the bell and they started, the saliva in their mouth started going, you know, for being produced, and then they were looking to be fed because mentally they were used to the bell ringing whenever they were fed. That is called conditioning. Hypnosis is not that. So it is not against your religion. There's nowhere that talks about being hypnotized or somebody. They've talked about people taking over your body, but you yourself allow that. No one can do that for you. But when you've heard, some of you have heard of people channeling. channeling some other entity. They allow that. It's not taken over, you know, without their permission. And I know that's what people are worried about, that something would happen to them. And I'm telling you, your will, the person you are, will not allow that to happen if you don't want it to. But if you do, if you're willing to do that, then yes, that can happen. So I want to be totally upfront, totally, you know, so that you understand exactly, you know, what that is like. All right. So, not everyone can be hypnotized easily. All right. Not everyone is what is termed in hypnosis as, all right. And you have to be willing. And, you know, I help people lose weight. I help people stop smoking. I help people get over their fear of flying. I help people do things that they sometimes they have no idea why they do it. They've been conditioned to do different things. But I not only just, you know, help by putting a person in a hypnotic state, but I also help by talking and coaching and having the conversation about why you do those things, why those things happen. I have the conversation. So I'm coaching, digging, and one of my favorite phrases, when I make you cry, you start having tears in your eyes. I know I've gotten to the crux of the matter. We know why you eat. We know why you continue to smoke, even though you really want to stop smoking. Yes, part of it is habit. Part of it is desire. Part of it is addiction. But I understand that, and so we dig deeper. I've helped people with allergies, and we dig deeper because allergies can come from other things. One woman was allergic to cats, and we found out she was, something happened in her childhood of dealing with cats. We cleared that information from her subconscious, and we opened her up to understand what was going on and when that first allergy occurred, and then she was able to be around cats without sneezing. But that's an example of how hypnosis can help you, how hypnosis can take you through and help you make changes in your life. People have been afraid of being in front of groups. People have beliefs that are self-sabotaging to them. Hypnosis can help you do that. Not only that, but hypnosis is also a form of meditation. And you can do that on your own, relaxing your body and setting your intention. It's not, you know, oh, yes, I can, you know, it takes you out of the world now. So understand that in everyday life, you go in and out of the hypnotic state. You go in and out of the alpha when you're daydreaming. Also, when you're watching television, you know, they used to do commercials in a speed, all right, music in the background, different things, put you in the alpha state. Buy my product, right? We learn jingles. You know, we don't pay any attention, but all of a sudden we know plop, plop, fizz, fizz, right? Where's the beef? All these little jingle things, and they just come to us. But we can't remember our youngest child's name sometimes, you know? But we can remember these jingles because they've come to us over and over again and at a time when we are susceptible to hearing the information. So, how long does it take to be in a hypnotic state? It depends on you. It depends on how easily you relax, how much you really want to make the change in your life. But it's changes to your subconscious. subconscious mind. Now, here's the thing. When you're working with a hypnotist and you're going through the process, you hear everything. You remember what the hypnotist says. In fact, you and the hypnotist talk about what you're going to listen to during the hypnotic session. Also, you will talk about, well, how do I want to start my relaxation? Well, the hypnotist will ask you, do you like the woods? Do you like the beach? You know, do you like to swim? Do you like to walk? Do you like to jog? What are the things that you like to do that relax you? Now, yesterday also, I had the question about visualization. You know, I've talked about visualizing what you want. Scriptures basically tell you to meditate day and night on those things that you desire. Ask, and it will be given to you. You know, as you have believed, let it be done to you. Key, and he said, I was afraid of visualizing. I was afraid of visualization. And he had read a couple of books, and some of you may know the books. One of them is Think and Grow Rich. And he said, when Napoleon Hill had his counsel that he visualized. Now, those of you who may not have read Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, the author of the book, would have a counsel of people that he imagined. He got relaxed and he imagined different people in his life. All right? And so I was explaining to him, he said, but they started feeling real. He said they were ants and they got into arguments with one another. And I said, yes, but that's your great, beautiful, wonderful, fantastically God-given imagination. And when Napoleon Hill had this council of advisors, he wasn't, as he thought, he was talking with the dead. He was not. I said, we have guides and angels with us at all times. We all know that. Everybody talks about my guardian angel. You have guides and angels. And what you're asking is, give me counsel. And you're visualizing your guides and angels around you as someone that you would value their counsel. So, you know, many times interviewers would say, or you've been in a class and said, who in history would you like to sit at the dinner table with? Right? And why would you want to sit at the dinner table with them? And you may pick Abraham Lincoln. You might pick Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Marilyn Monroe. You know, whoever it is, you know, Henry Ford, whomever, Thomas Edison. But it's whatever you are needing help with. And what happens is that you have the ability to think and imagine what these people say. And therefore, you're thinking about it and you're going, and all of a sudden this information comes to you. Ideas come out of the mouths of these imaginary people. You know, kids can have imaginary dolls. They talk to their dolls all the time. They, you know, there are children who have an imaginary friend, and, you know, as they get older, that imaginary friend goes away. All right? So we're looking at that. But I want you to know that even then, with your visualization, it is given to you by God in order for you to ask for what you want in such a way that your angels, your guides, that your helpers, the Holy Spirit, is there to help you. I tell people it's like using visualization. When we go to a restroom, we've got these little symbols. Well, a person that's from Germany here in the United States may not know what woman is, but they understand that symbol. But think of visualization as that way, that words may not express what you desire in a good way. So hopefully you're listening to this as in the recording. If you're listening online, you're going to go away. But come back and listen. Continue to listen to the recording. Those of you that listening to the recording or with me on the phone, we're going to keep going for a minute. All right. So when we're looking at this visualization idea, all right, it helps to define what you want. So during a hypnosis session, you visualize. Let's say I'm working on weight loss. You visualize yourself at the weight that you want to be. Now, if you have a lot of weight to lose, all right, I'll help you visualize being down 10 to 15 pounds. What does that feel like? Because we break it up in chunks. If you've got 50 pounds to lose or more, it's very hard for you to visualize yourself at that new weight, that weight that's your goal weight. But you can visualize one dress size or pant size. You can visualize one, you know, putting on your pants and they're being loose, right? And having to go to the store and or put a belt on or whatever. And then the next time it's, and it continues, okay, I've lost that 10 pounds. Wow, I've lost that 15 pounds. Fantastic. Now what do I do? Okay, we reset. We know your new weight. Let's visualize you being down another 15 pounds, 10 pounds. But also the idea of how do you want to eat? What diet do you want to go on? Do you want to go on the diet where you can eat anything you want, you just have it in smaller portions? Do you want to go on the South Beach diet? Do you want to go on a fast for a while? Do you want to juice? We talk about what you feel comfortable with. And we visualize the things that you can do or that you want to do when you get to that weight. Well, by the time you get to that weight, you're already doing them. Whether that's walking 5 miles a day, 3 miles a day, or having a pedometer on and doing 10,000 steps a day, whatever it is that you desire, then that's what we work. So hypnosis is not taking over your body, number one. It is not taking over your body. It is not being unconscious, right? You are wonderfully made. You have a vast consciousness that you can control. You have your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And what we work to do is get to the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind is like that iceberg below the water. The conscious mind is like the iceberg above the water. It's a small percentage, because your subconscious is the one that controls all of your body processes, including breathing, your heartbeat, and so on. And it stores all our memories. Everything that you've ever done, you have it in your subconscious, in your mind, right? I didn't say in your brain, in your mind, because science has shown that your mind is your entire body. Your mind is all of you. And that's a whole nother conversation, another day of conversation about who you are and how your mind works. So everything that we have experienced is stored in the subconscious, your beliefs from your childhood, your habits, and most important, the limiting beliefs that are affecting you in a negative way is stored in the subconscious. And what we want to do is get you to your positive, change those negatives to positive. So let me reiterate, hypnosis is a very relaxed state. And your mind is open to positive suggestions. Your subconscious mind actually steps forward to protect you, even in this state of heightened awareness. So suggestions are accepted by the subconscious directly, but it will rebel. Trust me, it will rebel if it is something that is totally against what you truly want. And so in hypnosis, you are communicating with your subconscious. conscious mind. Again, interaction is required during hypnosis, but the hypnotist will ask you questions. All right? And as you do this, you will find that it helps you change your life. It helps you to change your mind. It helps you, I'm telling you, hypnosis even helps you lose weight. It helps you with your allergies. It helps you your addictions, whatever that addiction is. It helps you set your goals, right? So setting intentions, setting goals, it helps you do all of those things. So when I do the set the intention in the beginning of the show, and I have you relax your body, and you relax, you actually are going into a hypnotic state, not a very deep one, but you hear everything that I say. If you don't like what the words that I say, what do? You say, no, that was not for me, right? You do it automatically. And that's what you do during hypnosis. Well, you know, I hope that this is a clarification of what hypnosis is, the fact that your body cannot be possessed by another entity during that time frame unless you specifically say yes, and that you are doing the hypnosis or you're relaxing your body to allow this entity in. You do that. And some people say, well, I don't want to do hypnosis then because I'm afraid. And that's okay. But it shouldn't stop you from relaxing your body and meditating and understanding what you, by relaxing your body, you help your health. You help your body and stress. Remember, stress can help make you ill. All right? So therefore, you do want to do this. It is in your best interest to learn how to at least meditate on your own or with help or within a group. And I'm going to let you understand this, that every time you go in prayer, you are meditating and you go into a hypnotic state. So you do it all the time, every day, multiple times a day. So why not learn to do it deliberately? Learn to bring it into your life as a tool to help you change your mind, change your life, set your goals in such a way that your subconscious is helping you and not protecting you with the limiting beliefs that may be there. I want to thank you again for joining me and for being on the listening to me on the air, because again, I really absolutely appreciate your being here each and every week. And I want you to know that if you have any suggestions for the show, I want you to contact me by emailing me at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And it's in the description for the show. I'm available by phone, in person, online to assist you in any way that I can. And don't forget now, I have a free twice monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference. And you can get information about the teleconference and seminars and that kind of thing by going to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. That's meetup@commandingyourlife.com. So Matthew 9:29 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you. thank you for being here. And it is so.